it's not my, my own feeling is irrelevant, and this, that's what the law says. Ironically, the law seems to think that it's okay for somebody to kill their own people. It's only when you kill a different people that it's genocide. I have problems with that kind of understanding.
To which law are you referring?
The Genocide Convention. Genocide Convention. No other law.
What is your opinion of
Ocampo? I don't want to dwell on Ocampo. Look, I don't want to give a different balance to this talk. My problem is not really Ocampo. Even if somebody else was in place, ICC, the way it's institutionally set up, is problematic. Okay, and Ocampo would not be a problem if there wasn't a problem in ICC, and ICC wouldn't be a problem if there wasn't even a problem with how we see it. So the problem is larger than simply these things that we're trying to identify.
Yeah. Ron, there's a question.
Right, I had a question about, like, what's always said is that the Sudanese... That the Sudanese situation, it has to be solved by political result, a political... I wondered the experience with the Darfur consultation office in the African Union. Is that it's been a mixed situation, but it has that been helpful? What do you see as the way to bring some clarity to the whole situation?
Well, I was a consultant for the Darfur Development Dialogue, which was a body set up by the African Union for 1 year. And as a consultant, I spent time in El Fasher. The consultations were that we spent one day talking to traditional chiefs, another day talking to representatives of IDPs from the camps, a third day talking to community groups, NGOs, etc., a fourth day talking to political parties, government opposition, and a fifth day talking to intellectuals, because each state in Darfur has a university. And basically, they ran it, but my job was to read up everything on it and read up submissions by all these groups and to listen to the discussion and point out which voices were not being heard, and which issues were not being aired. So this was an ideal job for a researcher, because it gives you a comprehensive view of things. I thought that the Darfur DDDC was and is a very important exercise, because what it was managing to do through these consultations was to actually provide a forum for the emergence of organized voices from within the community. Because what happens normally in armed struggle situations is that only those with arms have a voice. If you don't have arms, you don't have a voice. So in civil society, only those who've armed themselves have a voice. Government is usually the security and the military, which have a voice. And all those without arms have no voice. Now, so this became a mechanism for giving a voice to those without arms. So although, of course, it's a very small, it's a raindrop in a larger sort of pool. But thank you very
Professor,
much.
Professor, thank you very much. We open bring.
It's interesting because he made a bit about the 300,000 figure that keeps getting repeated in story after story. In fact, I have to plead guilty. I have written this figure, and I've always assumed it's correct, but I even asked the UN spokeswoman the other day to find out how the UN arrived at that number, and I haven't gotten an answer yet. And that was sparked by the Sudanese ambassador, who claimed that was an absolutely inflated figure. So I don't know what the truth is, and he gave a very lengthy explanation. I presume it's in the book as well, in which he said that John Holmes, who's responsible for that 300,000 number, the head of the UN humanitarian affairs, said that 200,000 people died, although he didn't specify how they died, whether it's from violence or desertification or other causes, and 100,000 must have died since then based on that level of violence. But as he's pointed out today, the professor, the level of violence has gone down dramatically since 2004, those 2 years, and that he claims 70% of the deaths did not come directly from violence, and that some of it preceded the war. This process of desertification, I mean, is really an important cause of the war. I think the background and the causes of this war, I think, were explained quite well by him. One of them being the fact that the nomads had to come and look for land, and it was basically a land issue that's been exacerbated by external factors like the civil war in neighboring Chad, which provided weapons everywhere. And maybe he did let the Sudanese government off the hook a little bit, because they have waged a pretty brutal campaign against the insurgents. But he also claimed that the Sudanese government doesn't have complete control over the situation there, which may very well likely as well. So maybe they're being blamed for too much of what's going on there. It's obviously a confused situation. And when I asked him about my motives, there are a lot of people who say the U.S. Wants to back rebels or are backing rebel group because they have interests, or they have an interest in seeing that area separate from Sudan. And I'm curious, I didn't ask him, but why is the Sudanese government fighting so hard to keep that area? I mean, almost any central government in the world will fight to keep a part of their country from breaking up. But is there some particular prize there? And he did mention oil, although that is not really the most oil-developed area of the country, from what I understand, but there could be a lot of oil reserves there. So I think he did bring, especially on the numbers of deaths and the machinations of this group Save Darfur, he made it sound as if they really are assuaging their conscience, that they feel guilty because Americans have obviously blundered terribly in Iraq, killed so many people needlessly. And those of us like myself who opposed the war saw right away what was going to happen in Iraq. And therefore they feel bad about that, so they have championing a cause that they don't really understand very well, and making us feel better because we are trying to save the poor people in Darfur. So that's the explanation he gave, and I found it quite interesting.